Normally, we'd be chatting away with Tara Miko, the Daily Mercury's deputy editor. Unfortunately, she's not with us today. We've got Lil Watkins. Good morning. What's happened to Tara?
Oh, good morning, guys. Look, she's there. She's there. She'll be listening in, I'm sure.
She's probably going, oh, Lil's doing a better job than me. What it is.
I think she's just grateful to have a sleep in.
I think it's more the fact we weren't paying her enough. That's what it is. She's being a bit of a diva.
We love Tara, and I'm sure we're going to love you as well, Lil. But I did read on your Facebook page on the weekend, on the Daily Mercury's Facebook page, that the photos of the crocs, that just is, it was a dead crocodile washed up on the beach, right?
Yeah, it was, and like quite terrifying. A bit of it's like, back was eaten out as well, or you know, maybe like just decayed. And you can see right into it.
Oof. Yeah, I'm looking at the photo at the moment. It looks like either another croc or a shark has said hello.
Yeah, that's what terrifies me. I don't like the ocean at the best of times, but when you see that thing laying on the beach dead, imagine being that walker walking up to it, going,
"Yeah,
is that alive or is it dead?"
Oh, worst nightmare.
Worst like nightmare. I would have thought, okay, someone would be going up there, cutting it up to make a purse out of it. Well, it's already dead.
Make the sausages as well, crocodile sausages.
Have you tasted them before? Have you had them, Lil?
No.
They're gross. They're so gross.
Really?
Yeah. It's too salty.
See, I always thought that would be like the selling point. You know, it was a bit of like salty chicken kind of thing.
I've heard that everything tastes like chicken, but I don't know.
Salty chicken.
Yeah.
You're calling a crocodile the chicken of the sea.
My God. But other than that crocodile washing up, we've been told there's some other sightings around the place as well.
Yes. In the last few weeks, it looks like there's been one at Bloomsbury and another one over at Helen's Beach, which, a bit concerning. And the Queensland Museum, you know, who have all the facts and that kind of thing, they're saying that often, you know, we all know that they live in the coastal rivers, swamps and lagoons, but they're pretty ready to enter into the ocean. So just another thing to be mindful in North Queensland. Yeah.
And you've just moved up here as well. So where have you moved from?
From Wollongong in New South Wales.
Okay, so you're not used to seeing those big lizards on the beach.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you will get used to it.
This is not even a joke, Lil. A few years ago, there was a massive crocodile attacking a car in Habana, which is like...
Oh, my...
That's inland, too.
The car was driving down the road, and this crocodile was trying to rip its tire off. That's not even a joke, by the way.
Yeah.
So, welcome to Mackay with Sundays. I'm sure
thank you. Pleasure to be here.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it just as much as we have had you on the show this morning. To read more about that, folks, go to thedailymercury.com.au.
Yeah, good on you, Lil. First one
down.
Excellent work.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time, hey?
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Lil there from the Daily Mercury. She's doing a great job.